Yo, I'm back. Followed Whitey. This is episode 2, getting laid in the Wind River. I left off in episode 1, basically comparing a fishery that I've discovered, and how this fishery has reminded me how I get the same emotion fishing this as I do around a woman I'm attracted to. I left off with number 2, the stream bed, and how I compared that to the face of a beautiful woman. Number 3, the weather. Every fishery has its own weather reputation. I mean, if you know it, if it's your home water, it's a place you love, it's a place you have experience in, a stream bed, an environment that you have logged hours and hours and hours and hours of getting to know. That's how you become intimate with a fishery. Weather, where I'm talking about, is very similar to a woman's mood. And when it comes to navigating, figuring out, adjusting and dealing with a woman's mood, there's just no win in that. The fishery that I'm going to talk about, that I am talking about, that I'll reveal, I've only seen the good the spring and the summer, but it can fish all winter long, potentially. And, you know, I'm sure it has the potential to be foul, harsh, judgmental, emotional, reactional, just like a woman's mood. That's what the weather in this fishery reminds me of. Number 4, the quality of the fish of this fishery. You know, where I'm fishing now, which is not where I fish Sunday, it's very, very close to my home in Thermopolis, Wyoming. Where I'm talking about is really obvious, but the stretch that I'm talking about, I'll leave for somebody to figure out if they don't already know. But I opened a fly shop in Thermopolis about 6-7 months ago. And I'll get back to my list here. It has exposed me not only to the Bighorn River in town, which is a wonderful top-notch fishery, but also what's up above that on the reservation. And, you know, when it comes to trout fisheries, I've been around. I haven't fished a ton, but I've, you know, became a fly angler in Montana, and I've been running a fly shop for almost 20 years in Montana. So I've been on some good shit, okay? There's a lot of great trout fisheries across the United States, but I've gotten to float and wade fish and be on a lot of really, really good ones. So I'm a good judge on what a great fishery is. And where I'm at now is the greatest fishery I've ever had the privilege of fishing on. But at the same time, the toughest fishery I've ever tried to get to know. But before that, getting back to the quality of the catch. You know, if we're fishing for 4 to 6, 6 to 8, 8 to 10 inch trout, you know, doing that even with like a 2 or 3 weight, that's not my thing. You know, I've gotten to the point where I just want good fish. I don't care anymore about catching the small fish. And there's no arrogance in that, and there's no I'm the best or any of that crap at all. It's more just I have caught my share of trout, small and big, and my only interest now as a fly angler is to catch something worthy. You know, so I don't even want to fish a fishery if the potential isn't there. I've been comparing this fishery to a woman because this fishery makes me feel that way. It's got all the same similarities. And when I talk about the quality of the catch in this fishery, you could catch a lifetime brown trout or a lifetime rainbow and a pretty nice fucking cutthroat at that too in this fishery. And that, as I compare that to a woman, is like you get it all with her. You get smart, funny, gorgeous, sexy. You get all that. And that's what this fishery does is in reference to quality of the catch. Okay? You can fucking catch a 2-footer in this fishery is not ridiculous. Okay? Number 5, catchability. Catchability is a big thing because catchability to me is, of course, simply, is this a tough fishery? And, you know, I've spent 7 straight months, 4 days a week behind a counter in Thermopolis, Wyoming, talking to people about the fishery I'm referencing. And I mean, my casual reaction as a novice down there so far is it's a tough fishery. Okay. And you know, when you have quality catch, and this fishery certainly has that, of course it's going to be fucking hard. And I have really limited myself by being a dry fly angler and a streamer angler almost exclusively in this fishery. And that's really fucking hurt me because it really is a nymphing fishery. So as you mark and list your favorite fisheries in your life, there's a bunch of reasons why they're rated so high to you. I mentioned I fish my share of trout, and I have. But where I'm at now will ultimately leave nothing to be desired. And a tough fishery is like a woman that doesn't spread her legs easily. You end up liking that. You end up appreciating that. You end up respecting that. And that's where I am now. I'm dating the most beautiful river in the world. And I'm falling in love with her. And the best part about it, the best aspect of all of this, is this fishery is 10 minutes from my front door. So when it comes to happiness, when it comes to fulfillment, I've had it with trout, but building my practice in Billings, Montana for 15 to 20 years, it's all 45 minutes to an hour away. Almost like a long distance relationship. And where I'm at now, I have the luxury of being able to run into this dynamo, sit back, and learn patience as a fly angler. You know, I've become good enough. But I can be damn impatient. I think that's why I love to throw streamers. There isn't any of this fucking, you know, waiting on a drift or you know, or concentrating on your mending and blah. No. Plop, strip, strip, plop, strip, strip, plop, strip, strip, bam. That's just what I've become. That's what I've enjoyed. But I go by myself I go to see this woman, this fishery. And when I'm waiting in her beauty, she brings me calm. There's no boat traffic. All you hear is maybe the sound of vehicles from a highway nearby. But the difficulty of this fishery and some of the rewards I've received have made this fishery the greatest fishery I've ever had an honor to fishing in. And it's nice to know at my ripening age that I found this girl that I can get lost in. And that makes me come back strong and able to fucking take on anything. That's it. The end of episode 2, Getting Laid in the Wind River. I am the Foul Hooked Whitey. I'm out.